Blog Talk Radio.
According to knowledge. For they, being ignorant
of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord of all is rich unto all that call upon him. Here is the key verse that we really want everyone to hear. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Hallelujah. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Good evening. This is the Warfare Hour. Hallelujah. Squadron! Right! Attention! Are you ready to fight? Are you ready to war? Are you ready to go to the throne? We got some keys for you tonight, and I am so pleased and blessed to be here tonight. I want to thank the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders and all of the intercessors for praying for us and for giving us the opportunity to come again to you to another session, another podcast of the Warfare Hour. I am Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, and I am so very pleased to be here today with the two of the founding members of Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International, which I happen to be the overseer of and the pastor. I have my two sons in the ministry. We call them the Sons of Thunder. Now, that's what we call them. We're going to see what you call them after tonight. You've heard them both in podcasts with us before. We have Prophet Matthew Barnes and Prophet Corey Graddick. But I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves and just to do a shout-out before we get started. Hallelujah.
God bless you this evening, giving praise to God, who's the head of my life, to Apostle Clark and to my brother, Prophet Corey. Greetings. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. I'm excited to be with you all. I haven't been on in a while, but nevertheless, they have been holding it down, and I thank God for it. Just coming tonight, just getting with the my father and my brother, and just ready to sit at the table and break bread once again. Hopefully you all enjoy and receive what thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. My name is Prophet Corey Graddick, and I am the founder and overseer of Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. And I thank God. Thank God for my spiritual father, Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson. And I thank God for my brother, Prophet Matthew Barnes. Y'all, you guys absolutely do not know how overwhelmed I am right now. Overwhelmed with joy, and I'm just full right now. That's why I'm not as boisterous as I normally am, because I'm just full right now, and God is just awesome. I thank God for, and you know how I always do, I thank God for Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders, Prophetess Teresa, Evangelist Hannah, the intercessors who continue to keep watch over us in prayer every single day, who continue to afford us the opportunities. To Apostle Leonard Emmett.
Hallelujah.
And the Living Way Christian Center family, thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I still say that, and I'm pretty sure that Dad will agree with me when I say I have yet to meet a mentor like Apostle Leonard Emmett.
Hallelujah.
That. If I ever, and I know some awesome men of God, so please, if you're listening tonight, don't take offense, but I need to say the truth. And the truth is, I have not ever met, in my viewpoint, a man of God like him. That is one man I can say that is truly a man who walks in intimate, unbroken fellowship with the Father. And if I had examples to give you, I would, but you wouldn't believe them. it's that incredible. You wouldn't believe them. So I thank God, and I'm not tooting his horn. I'm just thanking God for giving me examples like Apostle Clark Richardson and Apostle Emmons and all the mentors whom I have had the privilege and honor of serving with. In my time here on this planet. So I just, you know, I thank God. And we it's about to be on tonight. Y'all just get ready. Get your pen, get your paper, even though you might not need it, because we here on the Warfare Hour, we believe that failure is not an option. Because we believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We believe failure is not an option, because if we trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God, he will lead, guide, and direct our path to the place of destined success that he has ordained for us. We believe that failure is not an option. Because we believe that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Most High God, and our righteousness is not in ourselves, but it is of God, through Christ Jesus, says the Lord. And this is why we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So we believe that we live to please God through our faith, building on our most holy faith. We thank God for every single person who is tuned in tonight, whether you are on the phone line or whether you are online. We thank God for you being with us tonight. We never take for granted the fact that you take time out of your Thursday evening to be with us tonight to hear what God has laid on our hearts, and we will not any longer belay the time or delay the time or however you want to say. You know, that's the church lingo. We know the hour is getting late. We don't want to belay the time any longer. You know how they always say, but moving forward, we want to get directly into prayer. You know, we always want to make sure that we take the time. We always want to take the time to make sure that we encourage you and let you know that God has not forgotten about you, but yet he keeps you in his heart and in his sight. I'm going to let Prophet Barnes go further in that.
Amen. We're going to start you off with the first prayer. Out of the book of Jeremiah, 29th chapter, 11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. As the prayers are going to go forth, as we want to remind you to get whatever pens and papers that you have and get ready. And I ain't copying off of nobody. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. We recognize that the marriages within the body of Christ are being just totally torn apart. They're just being totally ripped. And we're going to continue probably until God say, that's enough, talking about the harmonious marriage, because we are firm believers that the harmonious marriage is not only of the physical and of the natural, but of the spiritual. We firmly believe that as we pray the harmonious marriage prayer, whether it's happening to us in our life or not, we believe it to be so. We know that it is to be true, and we also know that since Christ is the chief apostle, and he also is the groom, and that all of us that are in the body of Christ are married. We are the bride of the groom. And so that puts us in the ability to have a harmonious marriage with him. And so this is for the natural, those of us that are married naturally, and those of us that are married supernaturally. I pray that you would pray with us the harmonious marriage prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us because you are in us. Father, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme. Father, we believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect, yes, perfect, yes, perfect, yes, perfect, for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. Father, we live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly. We esteem it as precious, O God, worthy and of great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tender-hearted and humble-minded. Father, we seek peace, and it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance. Because we follow after love and dwell in peace, our prayers are not hindered in any way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by the good, acceptable, perfect will of you as the great I am, and by, oh my God, the unction of the Holy Spirit. Father, our marriage of the apostolic, of the prophetic, but especially again of the natural, God, it grows stronger day by day. In the bond of unity, O God, because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day. I say, Father, we decree this day. Father, we decree this day. We have a marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, which and of the natural, especially, which is made in heaven. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. And we recognize that some of you, particularly if you haven't been listening but a few times, but there's scripture references to back up what we talk about. We believe in scriptures and backing up what we say. Romans 5 and 5, Philippians 1 and 9, Colossians 3 and 14, Colossians 1 and 10, Philippians 2 and 13, Philippians 2 and 2, Ephesians 4 and 32. Isaiah 32 and 17, Philippians 4 and 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7, Ephesians 3 and 13, as well as verse 17, and Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12.
Continuing in that vein, we want to make sure that we solidify what we are saying and just grant a double portion of the Holy Spirit over the marriage of the apostolic, the prophetic, and the natural. Amen. So stay with us in this vein of prayer as we stand for marriage, Father. We ask that you guard our hearts against bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, resentment, and all the doors of the enemy of our marriage covenant. Who use those doors to destroy that very covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we repent of all thoughts and emotions not beneficial to the growth and success of our marriage, not only of the apostolic and prophetic, but of the natural. We ask, Father, that you renew our minds and our hearts in relation to our spouses. Create unity in our covenant with regard to each other that have not previously existed, transforming the two to one flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. We fervently renounce and reject the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. No influence shall take us from our marriage of the apostolic and prophetic and of the natural. We bind the agents of sabotage that stand against our marriage covenant. In Jesus' name, we loose the joy of the Lord over our marriage, of the apostolic and prophetic and the natural, in every way, in every area. In the name of Jesus Christ, we completely reject, stand against, and bind any schism, division, or insanity coming against our marriage, and we loose the very unity of the Godhead into our marriage of the apostolic, prophetic, and natural. In the name of Jesus Christ, the wife, we the bride of Christ, are his glory, and so as men, our brides are our glory, and we shall care for them as we care for ourselves. And because our wives are our glory, they shall honor us as unto the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Outside of the eternal work of the Lord, that is fasting and prayer, evangelism, the preaching of the gospel and outreach, the power of our bodies is given to our spouse in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, teach us about each other, that we may dwell with each other in marriage of the apostolic and prophetic and of the natural, according to your word, that our prayers to you are not hindered. Let our interactions with our spouses be the product of the Holy Spirit's intercession on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lay down our lives for one another, knowing that that's the greatest love we can give. We follow the example of Christ toward his bride, the church. Let this love be acceptable to you in Jesus' name. Father, we only desire good for one another, and we will honor you by honoring each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we sincerely, sincerely decree and declare that every weapon for the destruction of our marriage, formed for the destruction of our marriage, of the apostolic and prophetic and even of the natural, will fail at its task. No tongue that speaks against this marriage covenant will succeed, for the word of God regarding marriage and our marriage of the apostolic and prophetic and even the natural will achieve its purpose, and our marriages will achieve their purpose in Christ, in Jesus' name, because men have found his wife, his good thing. We declare and decree over our marriages that the favor of the Lord promised to us will come to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we repent of every word spoken out of our mouths for the death of our marriage. We bind the failure and dissolution of marriage, of the apostolic and prophetic and even the natural, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we speak and loose the abundant life over our marriages in the name of Jesus Christ. We overthrow and cast down every thought and plan of the enemy of marriage. He has no entry or permission in the house of the marriage of the apostolic and prophetic and even of the natural. All that he has stolen, time, life, love, joy, peace, and unity, we command to return twofold in the name of Jesus Christ.
We further declare the marriage needs met. Shelter, food, clothing, water, and sanitation, affection, and financial security and stability in the name of Jesus Christ. Our faith manifests in God in wholeness and completion in Jesus Christ. Father, we release the full authority and ability of your power over the marriage of the apostolic and prophetic and even of the natural in the name of Jesus Christ. Where we are weak, God, endow us with strength and faith. And where there is unbelief, help us with our unbelief, Father, that our marriages would only breathe and achieve their destined success. Let the word of God manifest in healing and divine health. Bind with the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. And even in the area of marriage, we are healed. Father, we walk in the image of God, in your image and your likeness, and we establish the new Jerusalem, that we all may live in the peace and glory of the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. We call out all that which we need, and we call it to come to us right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will live lives of peace and rest in you, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Men and women of God, we recognize that we are inundating or flooding you with some strong prayers of conception, some strong prayers of conviction. But that's what we need, because this is the time when this portion of the year is when the enemy is at his strongest. The enemy is coming at us with many weapons, and but we only to be wounded if at all. But if we do get wounded, he says, by his stripes we are healed. That means we're going to heal quickly. See, as long as we know what keys and what weapons to use, we can heal quickly. Many of you have been using aloe vera whenever you get a cut or a burn. And if you recognize how quickly that is healed. You find out very quickly that, wow, this is some strong stuff with prayer, fasting, communion, the name of Christ, the blood of Christ, binding and loosing, all of these things contribute to a quick healing. I'm allowing the two sons to take over, because it's a wonder to see those that God has given you do what God has given them. So I'm going to step out the way for a minute. Amen.
Amen. Amen, 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 and amen. Look, we are victorious through and through. By and by, we are victorious already. Because from the beginning to the end, the victory belongs to us through God, not ourselves, but God has given us that victory. So now anybody who is thinking that he or she is not going to have success in life, not going to have success in relationships or anything like that, I want to go into prayer for you right now. I want to go into prayer for you right now, and I want there to be encouragement, so that we can move forward and just go forth and conquer. Just have no other option in life but to go forward and conquer. Because remember,
as we believe and we say constantly. Not we don't say it because we think it's a great cliche that failure is not an option. We believe that. Because there's no failure in God. There's no fear in God because perfect love casts out fear. And if God is love, we discussed this before, if God is love and love is of God, then God casts out fear. There's no failure in God. He has it, prophet. He has it. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Man, you know what? We go on in prayer, and guess what? I'm trying to tell you right now, when I get started, I might not be the voice you hear by the time prayer is finished. So I'm just gonna go ahead and get started in prayer, and we're just going to move forward. And once God is finished, then we're going to get directly into the keys to the kingdom and our strategies for war for this week. Amen. Amen. Listen, let's go into prayer. Let's go into prayer. Let's go into prayer. Let's go into prayer. God, we praise you. We praise you simply for the power in your name. For your name, O God, is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and are safe. We thank you, God, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in things of heaven and things of earth and the earth and things underneath the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I issue a divine curse on every satanic agent and satanic instrument set against the lives of the believers in the name of Jesus Christ. Terror of the living God, scatter every evil altar constructed against the believers and even those who desire to be a believer. God, scatter every evil altar constructed against us in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power trying to bury us alive, fall down and die in Jesus' name. Every program after the lives of the believers by household wickedness, fall down and die in Jesus' name. Every power circulating the name of each and every believer under the sound of my voice, fall down and die in the name of Jesus Christ. Every believer that we would even desire to call out, you are covered now by the power of God in Jesus' name. Every decision taken against the lives of every believer, even in our thoughts, the believers that are in our thoughts, the believers under the sound of our voice, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, every believer all over the world, every single decision taken against our lives by witchcraft spirits, fall down and die in the name of Jesus Christ. Every internal coffin, roast by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic animal in our dreams, fall down and die in the name of Jesus Christ. You owners of the load of sickness, carry your load now by yourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse. And I speak for every person under the sound of my voice and every person that I'm standing in the gap for. I refuse satanic substitution for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. All of my blessings in prison, and I speak for every single believer under the sound of my voice and every single believer that I'm interceding for. All of our blessings imprisoned by the grave come forth in the name of Jesus Christ. I release our blessings from the hands of our dead relatives in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I withdraw our blessings from the hand of all dead enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. And we disgrace every witchcraft burial in Jesus' name. Just as the grave could not detain Jesus, no power will detain our miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. That which hinders us from greatness, give way now in Jesus' name. Whatsoever has been done against us, using the ground, be neutralized in the name of Jesus Christ. Every unfriendly friend be exposed in Jesus' name. anything representing our image in the spirit world, we withdraw you in the name of Jesus Christ. All the camps of our enemies receive confusion in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, empower our lives with your authority over every demonic force in Jesus' name, oh, Lord. Let all the impossible begin to become possible for us in every department of life in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, take us from where we are to where you want us to be. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, make a way for us where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, grant us the power to be fulfilled, successful, and prosperous in life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, break us in every department of life in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, Lord, make up the break through into dumbfounding miracles in all areas of life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, make us to break loose from every obstacle on our way to progress in life. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, establish us in the truth, godliness, and faithfulness. Oh, Lord, add flavor to our work in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, add increase to our work. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, add profitability to our work. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, promote and preserve our lives. In the name of Jesus, we reject the plans and agenda of the enemies of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we reject the assignments and weapons of the enemy against our lives. In the name of Jesus, every weapon and evil design against us fails totally, destroy yourself totally in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject premature death. We reject nightmares and sudden destruction. We reject dryness in our walk with God in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject financial debt in Jesus' name. We reject lack and famine in Jesus' name in our lives. We reject physical and spiritual accidents in our going in and coming out in Jesus' name. We stand against every work of evil in our lives in the name of Jesus. We overcome powerlessness, confusion, and every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We command spiritual divorce between us and every power of darkness in Jesus' name. Every poison and arrow of the enemy be neutralized. We break every yoke of unfruitfulness in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every yoke of unfruitfulness in our lives. We cancel the plans and the mark of the enemy upon our lives in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, break all harmful genetic ties in our lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you not tarry with me 1 hour? Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Press in. Come on. Rabbi, don't get tired. Come on, let's press in some more. The hour of power is the hour of prayer. Come on, press in. We serve the Most High God. And we will maintain a life of prayer. We will be those fasted ones, steadfast and unmovable, always abounding and in the things of God. We will study and practice the word of God. We are his disciples, disciplined followers. The sons of God, the true sons of God that are led by the Spirit of God.
Circumstances. But we would run in the presence of God and throw ourselves down to pray, to turn from our wicked ways, to seek his face, to hear from God that he might heal our land and forgive our sins. There is no getting around prayer. That's why Jesus is so important. He left here to intercede for us. He longs to intercede for us. Because of the intercession of Jesus, we are kept. Because of the intercession of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, because of the blood that was shed, that sanctifies us, that qualifies us to be saints. That's why we're called sanctified, because we are saints of the Most High God. But he's in intercession as our high priest tonight, praying, interceding in our behalf. The blood sprinkled on the mercy seat. Can you not tarry with me 1 hour? If we can hide in the prayer, that brings us into the presence of the Almighty God, to hear the word of the Lord, a fresh word from the Lord, that gives us strength when we are weak. That would make the weak say that I am strong. That would make the poor say that I am rich. The word of God, the words that would flow out of your belly, the words that would flow out of your spirit, that would give God glory. Not just vain repetition, but your prayer tonight. The word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Not being selfish in our prayers tonight, but in our intercession one for another, to stand in the gap. God is still looking for a man, still looking for a woman to stand in the gap tonight. Be one of those to stand tonight in prayer. Be one of those that reach tonight. That will give God glory with the fruit of your lips out of your belly. In the name of Jesus.
Come on. If you can intercede in tongues, if you can intercede in your as what we call your heavenly language in diverse tongues, give God the glory. Because this is the hour of prayer. This is the hour of prayer. My God. Come on, let's go further.
I tried to just let these prophets go forth, but I had to give me some too. Even as we continue in prayer, we recognize those things that God has allowed us and has given us. The way he's prepared us and put us in position to be able to go forth and to hear his word, even as those things that he's given us that we've been able to go forth and continue just continue to flow in what it is that he has for us. We've even written prayers, you know. And before, I never knew that you could write out prayers. And I saw a movie one time called Patton. And Patton asked the chaplain to pray for good weather. And I kind of laughed at it because I was ignorant in asking God for everything. But what he wanted us to do is to ask him in all things. He said, there's a time for everything. There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. And we recognize sometimes that we get slothful in what it is that we do. And a lot of people don't even want to acknowledge that they're slothful because they don't understand what sloth, being slothful is. And so God gave us a prayer that we wrote some time ago. We want to share that with you so that we could continue in prayer. And then I'm getting out the way because we got at least another 20 minutes, and I know these men of God even got more that they want to share with you. But this is a prayer of deliverance from being slothful. Father God, in the name and blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I petition you now for your good, acceptable, and perfect will as I embark on this level of prayer for deliverance from the demon of Bethagor, who has been influencing and giving power to the climate of the sin of sloth and has further hidden himself in various atmospheres associated with this sin. Father, I now invoke the dominion, the power, and anointing given to me by you when you breathed the breath of life into me and I became a living soul, and by the command that you gave me to take dominion of those things in the earth. I now do hereby declare and decree that my voice will go over the four winds and that all shall hear these presence, and deliverance is hereby granted from the climate of sloth and its associated atmosphere by the blood and name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that I identify the demon of Bethagor, as its principality, and I bind his power on me, on my family, my ministry, my purpose, my church, my friends, my associates, and that I renounce any willing allegiance to any of the atmospheres associated with being lazy, self-pity, woe-is-me syndrome, carelessness, aversion to work, procrastination, feeling of worthlessness or meaninglessness, anger, sullen or grim spirit, and a spirit of suicide, and a spirit of suicide, and a spirit of suicide. I further bind the atmosphere of acidia, which is apathy or burnout, unable to cope, and of tritia, which is sadness or despair. And I replace these atmospheres with the fruit of the spirit of joy, peace, and love. I further bind all strongholds that these atmospheres have had on my body, on my mind, my intellect, my emotion, my health, my relationships, and soul. And I renounce them out of my life. I remove any nest on the inside of me that would house any of these demon spirits. And I trample these spirits underfoot. I send their essence to that dry place where there is no living thing, no beast, no insect, no man, no fowl or fish, that the spirit can enter into again and wreak havoc on man. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name and blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the sweet communion power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, and by the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you as the great I am, I invoke. The power of this prayer on, in, and through my life, the life of my family, and of my ministry and purpose, and do hereby declare and decree that I am delivered and set free from this demon, who I have called out by his name. Bethagor and the climate of sloth, the associated atmospheres, now and forever. Hallelujah. I thank you for cleansing my gateways of the residue of these atmospheres and the climate of sloth. And it is my continued prayer that all that suffer may pray this prayer and be deeply enriched and delivered according to your grace and mercy. It is in the precious and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my big brother, my Lord, my Savior, that I pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Keep going. We're getting deeper, higher and deeper, deeper and higher, higher and deeper, deeper and higher. God is still awesome in this place. God is still doing an awesome work. God is still doing an awesome work. Father, we thank you. We thank you that there is absolutely no one before you. There is absolutely no one beside you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I keep hearing the Lord say that it's finished. I keep hearing him say it's finished. That the turmoil, the trial, it's finished. To no longer dwell in it, to no longer operate in the defeat of it. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. When Jesus completed his work on the cross, he said it. It's finished. It's finished. And I hear the Lord today, right now, saying to you, it's finished. He has already certified your victory. He's ordained your steps. He's ordained your path. He's ordained the success for your life. Now it's your turn. Walk. Don't fight. Because the fighting is not in your movement. The fighting is in your stillness. I hear, my God, just move forward. Just move forward. Just move forward. Just move forward. And having done all to stand, continue in your stand. Our warfare is not a natural warfare. It's not a physical warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. So we don't have to make war by flailing. We can just stand still and be victorious. It's finished. It's finished. All of the foolishness that was in your life, it's finished.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We recognize, oh God, that all of the things are going forth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's finished. It's finished. Regardless of what they try, regardless of what they do, it's finished. It's finished. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord standeth against you. Already have an invisible wall surrounding you, an impenetrable wall, but it's only impenetrable if God built it. And the only way God can build that wall around you is through faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must first believe that he is. And then you must believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. If you know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and that the righteous run in and are safe, if God is your strong tower, there is absolutely no reason for you to be walking around with your head down in defeat, because God has already given you the victory. He's already ordained your success. He's already ordained your path. It's just your turn to walk. All of the foolishness, all of the folly is finished. All that garbage, spiritually and naturally, throw all that garbage out. It's not necessary for your life. It's not necessary for your life.
And you don't have to take my word for it, because guess what? Regardless of whether you believe me or not, God is going to show you his power, his might, and his strength in your life if you just get bold enough to trust him, beyond what the naysayers, beyond everybody that's in your ear, trust him. Beyond the people in your faith, trust him. Beyond the people dogging you, trust him. Beyond, come on, let's grow up. Let's grow up into our faith. Those of us who are operating in belief of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, right now let's grow up in our faith and believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them. You want the reward, but will you seek him? It's already there for you. You just have to walk it out. Walk it out. Walk out your success. The path is laid out for you. And the thing is, it's already set up for you even through words. If you trust in the Lord with all of your heart, everything that's within you, and you lean not to the foolishness of your own mind. And I'm not talking to you in particular, I'm talking to myself. If you lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, you acknowledge that God is God. In all of your ways, believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Once you seek him and find his righteousness, how do you find his righteousness? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You find the righteousness of God, who is Jesus Christ. He will not only direct, but he'll lead you in the path. He'll guide you in the path, and then he'll open the path up for you to walk it smooth. You can see the obstacles, but that's all right, because you'll walk the path, and when you walk the path will be a smooth path. He'll make the rough places straight. Once you grab hold of God is God, everything else starts lining up. It starts lining up. The word will line itself up in front of your very eye. The word will show himself strong to you. But you cannot let it. This is how I finish this, so that we can just. This is how I'll finish. But this is at the end of it. And this is what God. This is the last thing that God has revealed to me. Trusting in the Word of God. If you trust in the Word of God. Not only will he lead you, not only will he guide you, not only will he direct you, not only will he make the rough places straight, not only will he show himself strong to you, not only will he do all of that, but he will cause you to receive everything that you desire in your heart. He will give you the things that you desire in your heart, which are the victory in your life, and the success
that you've asked him for, but you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself. It's simply God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is the kingdom of God? I'm about to give this to my brother, but I'm going to tell you this real quick. Seek first righteousness, joy, and peace. No, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And then seek Jesus Christ, who is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, the righteousness of God, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ. So we can't be righteous without Christ. Therefore, that makes Christ the righteousness of God. When he is the righteousness of God in your life, when God is Father in your life, when the Word has made himself known to you by you grabbing hold of him,
he will abide in you. Because you have abided in him. If you draw near to the Lord, he will draw nigh unto you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. There are many of us who are Christians or churchgoers, Bible toters, Bible quoters, but we have to ask ourselves, do our lives please God? The only thing God is really looking for is faith. And that's why the scripture says, when he returns, will he find faith upon the earth? We have to continue to examine ourselves and examine our faith. Because the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. We're living in a world where wrong looks right. Right looks wrong. Will the just that live by faith please stand up? Please. I beg you, I beseech you, I urge you. In faith tonight to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, that we may prove what is good and acceptable in the sight of God. In front of our family members, our husbands, our wives, our brothers and our sisters, our children, those that we worship with. The only way the world will know that we have moved from death to life is that we love for one another. And it's going to take God to love. It's going to take faith to love. The Bible says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. out of any and everything that you can ever give. Allow the love to be free. And allow the love to be pure. And when love is free and love is pure, there is healing. There is forgiveness. When love is free and pure, there is restoration. Wholeness can come. When we operate in the love of God, we really need to find out about the love of God. We always say, I know, I know, I know. But knowing is predicated on doing. So how can we continue to say, I know when we don't do? The new commandment that Jesus gave. That we love one another. Love our neighbors as ourselves. The Bible says charity starts at home, or love starts at home, and then it should spread abroad. And I'm really coming to find out that we do not love ourselves, even in the body of Christ. We're struggling. And so that's why tonight, the prayer was as strong as it was and as long as it was to God, just to bring us back to this one place. Love. Because if we don't receive the love of God to love ourselves and be healed, even in ministry, even in our marriages, even on our jobs and our relationships, even with the finances, whatever it may be, if we're not walking in love, we end up being just sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. You can give your clothes and buy all the food for the poor and go all across the world. But if you didn't do it in love, the Bible says that it's nothing. So tonight, because of the love of God, by sending His Son Jesus to us by way of the cross, His shed blood, the Bible says God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So with the love that God has given tonight, will you receive the love of God, the name of God, the sacrifice of God, which is the Lamb that shed His blood for the remission of our sins? It was only by way of the shed blood of Christ that our sins have been paid for. So if you don't know Jesus tonight and the pardon of your sins, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have everything in order. But you do have to come to one understanding that in this life you need a Savior. It's easy to say, I don't need a Savior. And the reason why is because you're not looking at your faults. You're not looking at your wrongs. Say that you were caught. Hands in the cookie jar, caught stealing. And you were brought before a judge. You were caught wrong, red-handed. You were brought before a judge. They had all the evidence to convict you. And you know you're supposed to go down. You have no money for a lawyer, a public defender. Nobody appointed to you. And at the sentencing of your case, your cause, your troubles have come to a head. There walks in the Savior, pleading for your case, and clears you of everything that you have been guilty of. Wouldn't you want to know who he is? Or who he was? Where did he come from? And why did he stand in the gap for you? Well, tonight his name is Jesus, our public defender.
Hallelujah.
Our lawyer. Who has freed us from all captivity, from all bondage. The righteous judge is God the Father. And we were caught guilty of sin, ready for death and ready for hell. But Jesus shed his blood on the cross, died for our sins, shed his blood that we may be white as snow. So it's only by that name that we can be saved, is that the name of Jesus. When we accept him in our hearts, we confess with our mouth, we believe with our hearts, we gain fellowship and access to God through Jesus, and we are received in the kingdom. That's why we need him. That's why we love him. That's why we praise him. And that's why we honor him with our lives, with our body, and with our minds, with the way that we walk and we talk and how we treat each other. And that's the reason why our life is better. And we're not who we used to be. It's because of Jesus. And Jesus left the Holy Spirit here. He left the Comforter. And so when we accept Jesus and we tarry, we'll spend time in the presence of God. And you begin to really seek the Lord. You are endowed with the Holy Spirit. And he is the keeper that leads you and guides you in all ways of truth. He won't leave you or forsake you. Because you acknowledge him in all your ways. Receive the love. Receive the forgiveness. Accept Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray to God Almighty that his good, his perfect, and acceptable will has been gone forth on tonight. We started out in Romans 10, and we ended in Romans 10. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray that we've been a blessing unto you. And if we have, we just going to go ahead right now and pray that the lines are open or will be open, and give us a shout out if we were able to be a blessing unto you tonight. If you need prayer, or whatever it is that you need, and we're going to allow also prophetess or evangelist, whoever is operating on tonight, to go ahead and get your announcements out before we close tonight. So we got a few more minutes, so we're going to now ask that the lines be open. So talk to us. Let us know how things are going with you. Amen.
Good evening, my brothers and my sisters tonight in the Lord. This is Sister Tammy Weatherspoon from Gary, Indiana. I'm a member at Living Way Christian Center. Hey, Apostle Clark. Hey, Brother Matthew. Hey, Brother Corey.
Hey.
Man, you guys. Oh, God. God used you all so mightily tonight. I experienced something here at home I never have experienced before. The way God moves, as I'm sitting here at the desk and listening to the prayer and being in agreement in the prayer, God says, start claiming, start, you know, pronouncing and declaring things out of my mouth, the prayer affirmations that we had. And I had never took the time out to really, really pray them. I read them, but I hadn't took the time out to pray them. And and I know we were in the heavens today, I mean tonight, in the heavenlies tonight, in Father's throne place. And I just thank the Lord for his presence. Tonight I had my granddaughter in my lap, and I know baby Babel, but my grandbaby, she's 18 months, she was praying in the spirit. She began to pray in the spirit. The Holy Spirit engulfed my grandbaby. I know her baby babble, and I know the Holy Spirit's language. My grandbaby began to pray in tongues. It is just amazing that the anointing is still here. The presence of the Lord is still here in my home right now.
Hallelujah.
I thank you so much. I thank you all so much, because this very thing that you all were praying about and that you're decreeing about is what I'm being challenged with at this very time in my life, and it's amazing. The things that God used you with, Apostle Clark, even before tonight, the warnings that God gave us through you, I mean, they came to pass today, and I was ready. I was ready for the enemy today. And he definitely failed. He didn't have a chance, because I seen him coming. Because God gave us a word through you last night. Even, and I thank God, with through you and Apostle Emmons, and I thank God that you all are such a blessing to us in the ministry. And Brother Matthew, it was such an honor to hear you online tonight. I miss that fervent prayer that you give us. You know, I never seen a man embrace God so inside the ministry. Your tears just flow. I see how Mary's tears washed Jesus' feet with her, how she washed his feet with her tears. Your tears just flow. It's just so much passion for the Lord, love for the Lord. And I miss seeing that just in person, in action, Brother Matthew, but I heard you sniffling tonight. And there it is. There it is. And it's such a pleasure. It really is to hear my brothers go forth. It gives me such inspiration and courage. God is using you all to help me to step out more in the Lord, as he is having me do. And when you, Apostle Clark, when you said it, it's such a blessing, the ones that God gave you, to see them do what God gave them to do. I'm in that place right now with Prophetess Teresa, and I've always been in that place up under Apostle Emmons. And God is just moving on their heart to use me. You know, they're rearing me and using me, and God is using me through them to step out. And you all are helping mold and shape me as well. And I just thank God I have such powerful and awesome men and women in my life, my brothers and sisters, God have in my life, they so real about the word. They so true. They true about God's word. They not shaking and faking, and I thank God for that. I am so blessed to have you all, people like you all in my life that God put, and I know it's only God that put you there. In my life, he let me know how special I am to him, to do me like he do me every day. And I just thank you all for continuing to come on the line like you do, so faithful and just growing. Wow, the warfare line, it was one, now it was two, now it was three. All right. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Wow, we need y'all so much. Keep it coming. And Brother Corey, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I haven't gotten a chance to meet you yet in person, but I'm really looking forward to meeting you. And God bless all three of you. Me and the God, keep being strong. Keep being obedient in the Lord. I love you guys.
Man, we love you back. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else want to comment? Prophet Teresa, Evangelist Hannah, if one of you is on the line, one of the intercessors on the line, it doesn't matter. Come on, and let's give God some praise in our testimony.
Praise God. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I'm just in tears tonight. I am in tears tonight. You know, as God moved tonight, I just start praising God because the anointing that made the glory of God fall tonight. And to hear Prophet Matthew and Prophet Corey, and I mean, your mother is so blessed. She is so blessed to have been able to sow into your life like she did. And when I just, the glory of God just fell tonight, and I'm in the process of doing websites and a few other things, and I just really just had to stop. And I was weeping with you, Prophet Matthew. I want you to know that as you sowed in tears, for the Lord is saying that he is going to restore everything that the enemy has stolen. And as you, Prophet Corey, went forth, I just see you with a spiritual dance, just dancing before the Lord. And then with Apostle, I mean, that, I just see a dance going on. I see a celebration, a great celebration for everything the enemy thought that was going to discourage, that it has ricocheted back to the sender. And truly, I have been blessed tonight with how God moved upon my brothers tonight, and just my brothers in the Lord, and just to be able to be blessed with the broadcast and how the word is so sound and the prayers are so fervent. I just see a men's conference, a men's prophetic prayer conference, you know, because the brothers need it, and I'm just delighted. For God is doing a new thing in our lives, and I'm grateful that you all are on the line and grateful for what he's doing and how he's moving, and just to hear you all in that unity, the unity that pleases God, where there's a oneness, and that excites me just with that alone, that oneness, one voice, one sound that can pierce heaven. So truly, I want you all to know that you're definitely in our prayers. And as we are on the wall, now 7 days a week, glory to God, at 5 a.m., we have pressed in from 2 days to 3 days to four, and now 7 days at 5 a.m. to, supposed to be to 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., but a lot of days is longer. So we're on the line at 218-895-0280. The entry code is 7729. That is the word pray. And our travailing for God's people. So, again, I want to encourage anyone that wants to come in, have a prayer request. No, we're not praying amiss. We're praying on target. And we're fasting and we're believing God to move. So I just want to encourage everyone, if you have a prayer petition, call us up and watch the manifestation of God move on your life. And then on November the 3rd, we're excited about our every first Saturday of the month, our monthly empowerment. We're at the Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th, our home church, Living Way Christian Center, our Apostle Leonard M. Emmons, which we are excited about him and what he's doing also in the Lord and for God's people. And then on this Saturday, we're also excited about our feeding ministry, Alpha Omega, Hannah's Alpha Omega's ministry. We'll be feeding 100 seniors on Saturday. And then on November the 3rd, we will have our own sister minister, Tammy Weatherspoon. She'll be bringing the word, glory to God, for the Feast of the Lord is going on. So we'll be there at 2 p.m. Call a friend, call a neighbor, because we're going to have refreshments, and we're going to be giving away coats and clothes for those that need it. So we want to encourage you to come out and join in with us, for truly we want to be part of the blessing of what God is doing for his people. Again, we are truly excited about it, and I just had to come in and just to say that, because I do know that as the word went forth tonight, I'm just full. I am really full and delighted and excited about the warfare hour, Warriors for Christ, and kingdom atmosphere. I'm just excited, and it's so, like Sister Tammy said, it's a delight to hear you, Prophet Matthew. There's such a thick anointing on your life, and I know the enemy attack you, but I want you to know that if you stay on the wall, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you shall mount up with wings like an eagle and run and not faint. God is with you. And I had to come in and say that, and I don't want to prolong the time any longer, but I do want to cover you with a word of prayer. I want to ask, is Sister Tammy, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am, Prophet. Praise I'm God. Still on the line.
Do you mind praying over the men of God?
Not at all.
Praise God.
Father God, we come to you, oh God, tonight, Lord, giving you glory, giving you thanks and saying hallelujah to you, oh God. Giving you praise right now, Father, for allowing us to come before your presence tonight on the Blog Talk line. Oh, God, Lord, I just thank you for everything that you're doing in the men of God tonight. I lift them up on a podium of love unto you tonight, oh, God. Apostle Clark Richardson tonight. Apostle and Prophet Matthew Barnes. Apostle Prophet Corey Graddick, I lift them up before you, oh God, on this platform of love. Father, I thank you for these men who you have, Lord, to do your will, oh God. I thank you for everything you're doing in their life, oh Heavenly Father, for them representing and for them showing us your image, Lord. We know that you live in them, oh God. Because of the way they live, oh Heavenly Father, we see you and we feel your love and your presence, Lord, flowing through them, Lord. I thank you for giving them the words to say, oh God, for speaking through them, giving them the excitement that you give them to worship you, oh God. We love being in their presence, oh Heavenly Father, because we know that you are in their presence and that they bring your presence to us, oh Heavenly Father. I thank you for them. Lord, keep doing a mighty, a new thing in their lives, oh God. Give them blessings, oh God, that they, beyond what they ask or think, oh Heavenly Father. I thank you for meeting every need, Lord God. I thank you for opening up your windows, oh God, pouring them out blessings, oh Heavenly Father, new blessings that they never thought they'd receive from you, oh God. I thank you for doing it for them, oh God, in so much abundance, oh God, that it overflows and changes the city, that it changes the states, Lord, that it changes the world, oh God. Let their voice be heard over the world, oh God. I thank you for using these men and giving them what to say, Lord, and you, oh Heavenly Father. I thank you for them tonight, oh God. I thank you for their very birth, oh Heavenly Father, that their very birth was blessed, oh God. Their very being on this earth, Lord God, is such a pleasure to be in their presence, oh God. I thank you for these men. Lord, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord, continue to anoint them, Lord, in everything that they do, God, every fiber of their being, Lord God. Keep anointing them, oh God. I thank you for that. As we lift them up before you again, Father God, saying hallelujah to you, Father. Hallelujah, oh God, for these blessed men. All for your glory, Father, we thank you and we worship you, oh God, for such a delight to be in your presence, Lord, lifting up our brothers to you, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We praise your holy name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank you, oh Jesus, for our brothers, Lord, for doing such a mighty thing in our brothers, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For these mighty men you've raised up, my Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we thank you. And we glorify you. Continue to engulf them like you do, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Teaching them as you do, Holy Spirit. Ministering to them as you do, Holy Spirit. I thank you for your presence in their life. Hallelujah, continue to do with them a new thing, this marvelous work you're doing with them, Holy Spirit. I thank you for your presence with them, for your time with them, Holy Spirit, and their obedience unto you. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Stay with them, blood of Jesus. I thank you for healing everything that these men have ever went through, oh God. And every care, blood of Jesus, we call upon you right now to filter in into every care that they have. Purify whatever situation that they have carried upon their heart. All for your glory, Father, in Jesus' name I thank and I praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. I know you had all that in you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, oh God.
In a dry eye in the house.
Hallelujah, oh God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God, for considering us in your prayers you had, you know, because that came, no doubt that that came from your heart.
Your work is not in vain. I thank God for you all. Your work is not in vain. Hallelujah. Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory. The one thing that we have recognized is that, and we talked about before we went on tonight, was that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And even as we reflected on when we began the Warriors for Christ ministry, we reflected on how we lay hands on one another and how we declared decree unto God what our purpose was going to be. And even though we recognize that we have had a falling away or a falling apart at times, we never lost the love. And
a prophecy even was given unto me on tonight, and the woman of God, if she's on, you need to know that the one of the Salvation Army, I'm not going to call your name out, I'm going to call you individually, but your prophecy already has manifested itself when these two young men showed up here tonight together. Was one thing that I've been praying for some time. I've had one of my sons at one time and another one of my sons at another time, and we're praying that there's another level that is designed to go to, because that is the glory of God, to go to another level dimensionally, and it's all about Him. And so we thank God for Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders, Apostle Leonard Emmons, the Living Way Christian Center family, all of you that come on each week and listen to us, those that keep going back or listening to the podcast, those of you that's recording and studying with us, and we just pray that we continue to be even a greater blessing, even as we add more information and more weapons to the repertoire. Pray for us that this 3-4-3-fold cord is not easily broken, for we want to mimic what God has. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit being three in one, the unity, as well as the marriage that we've been talking about, the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic, because the apostle and the prophet are married. There's a marriage there that's untold, and we try to share that with the world. I encourage these men of God to use their prophetic gifts, because that's what the world needs. And we pray that God has continued to use us, and Apostle Emmons has been a great covering. I love him to death, as all of us do. But we also know that we got some prayer that's coming up. And, Prophetess, could you talk a little bit about that as we come to a close? Amen.
Oh, amen. Glory to God. The 24-hour prayer, is that what you're speaking of, Apostle?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, on the end of October 31st, we will be doing a 24-hour prayer for the whole day, every hour. It will be a watchman, a watchwoman. Someone will be on the wall interceding, a live intercessor, so you can call in to the prayer line. If you have a prayer request, call in. Somebody will be there every hour. Glory to God, on fire, sanctified, set apart. We will be fasting the day before. We go on the wall. And, again, that number is area code 218-895-0280. And the passcode is the word PRAY, 7729. Again, that is the night that we will be on the wall to crush some of the enemy's head. So if you're interested in being on the wall with us, you can contact Evangelist Hannah at area code 312-890-3204. I believe there's a few hours, I think 2 hours, that have not been taken, and truly they will be taken. And again, thank you, Apostle, for reminding me of that broadcast. I'm making that announcement because we will be on the wall. And as those that celebrate Halloween, we just want to encourage you to go before the Lord so you can get some truth and not be deceived by the things of the world. And we're going to be on the wall praying for truth and revelation to be released upon God's people and even the people of the world, so we can know what to celebrate and what not to celebrate, what belonged to God and what belonged to the enemy, his tactics, how he used days to get Hallelujah Day and however, whatever they call it. But I just want to encourage you, if you just want to eat some candy, eat some candy, but don't celebrate.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle, for reminding me of that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Anyone that's listening, and the invitation was given to you to avail yourself of Christ. And we pray that you've done that.
This is a time and a season for harvest. And so we're praying for the harvest because this is what we're here for. We're here to let you know that there is a Savior. There is a Jesus. There is a man that died for you. He lived. He died. And he rose. And he ascended. And he's with you every day. He watches over you even though you may not even know who he is. See, he smiles on the just and the unjust. So he allows the sun to shine on us all and the rain to hit us all and for each of us.